This is Jeff Day, Alaska Industrial, and I have some information I would like to share with you. One, I am not selling anything. I'm trying to give away some information here today. We have been very successful at Alaska Industrial over the last 24 months. We started out with three major incidents in an 18-month period, and currently we are on our 28th month incident-free. This is a direct result of adopting a safety culture instead of a safety program. The other thing I wanted to share with you before I lose your attention here is that we have increased our profits 18 to 20% on a job basis and 8% directly to our bottom line. And that is a direct result from adopting an incident-free culture. What I have today is an interview with Sean Robinson of ConocoPhillips. This is a IFC program that they run. As soon as you say program, everybody tunes out. But it's not a program, it's a culture. And once we adopted that culture instead of running a regular program, that is where all the successes began for Alaska Industrial. So I have this interview to share with you. You continue listening, and at the end, I'd be glad to share with you how you can know more if you're interested. Well, I'm here with Sean Robinson from ConocoPhillips, getting together here to discuss some IFCs, a culture, and how to establish a culture or build a culture for a business. And this is geared mainly towards business owners and trying to grab your attention and try to get to the insight of what a safety culture is. Sean, I'd like to say thank you for showing up here today and coming in to help us.
I'm glad to be here, and thanks for the opportunity to discuss the culture, the safety culture.
Explain to me, who is Sean Robinson? Give me the short version of what you do, if you can tell us your title and who you work for and fill in the gaps.
Sure. So, Sean Robinson, I'm currently the drilling and wells manager for ConocoPhillips. So, for all of any well in Alaska that ConocoPhillips wants to drill, fix, or take care of, they look to me and my team to deliver that.
Perfect. So, safe to say you're probably a pretty big wheel up there.
I'm not sure I'd call myself a big wheel, but anyway, it's a fun job, and
it's a personal venture for me, because it was yourself that introduced Alaska Industrial and myself, Jeff Day, to IFC, which is an incident-free culture, and building a culture instead of a safety program. A lot of businesses out there have a lot of safety programs, but they don't have an established culture. What I'd like to ask you is, what does IFC actually mean to you?
So, IFC and ConocoPhillips and the incident-free culture has been really interesting to see it develop. I've worked around the globe and in a number of different areas for ConocoPhillips and other operators, and this one in Alaska really strikes me as unique, and I struggle in a positive way. It really somehow has connected with the workforce differentially to other areas that I've worked. And so I've contemplated why and what's different. And as we talk, maybe I can share insights into what I see. Not that those are necessarily the right reasons, but they ring for me.